An important component of my theory is that of observational learning. Observational learning means that we learn behaviors by watching others. Children learn throughout their own development to observe others that are behaving in various ways. These individuals are being observed are called models. Throughout development, a child has many different influential models, such as parents, characters on TV shows, friends in their peer group, and educators at school. These models provide examples of behaviors to observe and imitate. Children pay attention to some of these people and then encode their behavior. At a later time, the child may imitate the behavior that was observed. It's important to know that children will likely imitate and attend to those people that he or she perceives as similar to themselves. Second, the people around the child will respond to the behavior it imitates with either reinforcement or punishment. The child will continue to imitate the model's behavior if the consequences are rewarding and work to continue to maintain this behavior. The child will continue to imitate the model's behavior if the consequences are rewarding and work to continue to maintain this behavior. I do not believe that conditioning is an automatic, mechanical process, as some of the other theorists within my school believe. Instead, I believe that cognitive processes such as thinking and reasoning are an essential part of learning. It is also important to also review the variable of self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is the individual's perception of his or her ability to perform a behavior within the given situation. Self-efficacy may also be referred to as the confidence within a specific situation.